Or they just say it was black, you know, or white, but a Negro was usually. I believe the colored person today had preferred being called a black fellow than they would a Negro.
Yeah.
I think, and generally too.
Did folks have named other names for them?
Which is that?
For those people.
The colored?
Yeah.
I expect they did, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know,
would you ever hear them call them anything else, or?
Well, I guess I have, but it doesn't dawn on me right now, but.
Yeah.
Negro was one of them. That was just about what it amounted to.
When they got angry at them, they'd say, they'd call them.
Oh, angry to what they called them then. You got somebody out there?
That gun fight didn't look like a fox going down the road there.
I guess it's a little dog. There's a few around.
Yeah, but he was going mighty fast.
Could have been. There's a few around. The Negro was treated mighty bad back when I was young. We didn't have many of them anyway, to tell you the truth. In fact, I was a great big boy before I ever seen a Negro. And they was mistreated. They really was. I was getting up in I guess 25 years old before I learned sense enough, you know, to treat a nigger right. Absolutely. Because it was just in the southern people to be like that, you know, it was a more of a tradition, I reckon, but it was wrong. And most people, I believe, is accepted and found out now that we have some mighty good colored people. And if you take a good colored person, if they're a friend to you, why, you know, they'll help you just quick as a white person will. And you got some mean ones, but you got some mean white people too. So I think white people do just about anything the colored ever done, you know. But they was mistreated back years and years ago, you know. In fact, even after the nigger was called to be free back over 100 years ago, he was not freed. But I tell you, I don't believe the North treated them much better than we did. Because there'd been some of them went up there and they come back and they didn't find it, you know, like it claimed to be. South got a black eye all right on it, but.
And we fought the.
Yeah. Fought the war. And it was termed a rich man's war and a poor man's fight. Because if.
What war was that?
That was the war between the states. Back in,
they had other names for it too. They called it the war.
Confederate War. Confederate War.
Civil War.
Yeah. But you see, if a man had quite a few slaves, he was exempted from war. He stayed there and worked his niggers.
Yeah.
And that caused a lot of friction between the people here in the South. The strength of the South never was ever got out because a lot of them went to the woods. They wouldn't fight because they call it rich man's war and a poor man's fight, you know.
That's interesting that you knew all that.
Yeah, but, and it was pretty much that way, you know.
I think it was too.
Yeah, it sure was.